Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Elevator Repair Phone Calls.
This is Mike from Discrepo.
Listen, just get me the fucking elevator fixed. That slut that was on the phone earlier, 16 Harbor Rock Road, Utica, New York, now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sick
of this piece of shit I have to deal with you people. It's the worst elevator in the world. I'm going to throw it out and come and ram it up your fucking noses. Get him here now.
What's the address?
What the fuck am I stupid 16? Harbor Rock Road, Utica, New York. And okay. I should come there and punch you all in the fucking face. I miss you fucking shit you sell me. You're the worst company in the world. If the motherfuckers aren't here in 5 fucking minutes, I'm going to punch the guy in the face when he comes here.
Which elevator? Only one?
What?
Which elevator?
The only fucking one in the building, you dumb fuck.
Okay, it's not working. Is there anybody inside it?
Yeah! That cocksucker better be here now. Now!
Is there somebody stuck in your elevator?
I'm so fucking mad. It's the worst piece of equipment. You ought to take a gun and you ought to blow your brains out for manufacturing this piece of shit that you manufactured.
Freaks, it's Friday, June 4th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, looking fabulous while you whip out your dick. It's all in the mullet. Plus, prosthetic legs are washing up on the Florida shore. Somehow, it's BP's fault. I know it. And Attack of the Grim Eater. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the big Friday program. Got a great one for you. A possible breakthrough in our ongoing attempts to decipher what the fuck Raymond 14 is talking about when he mentions Harpo Jarvie. Now, look, about a year ago, this retard posted a video talking about something called Harpo Jarvie, and no one, we can't figure out what he's talking about. Here's one of the videos where he mentions it.
My well-being. Is cognac a milkshake?
Uh-huh, sure.
But it's still watered down with a lot of milk. I mean, that milk causes the Harpo Jarvie to return.
Indigestion? I don't know what the fuck Harpo Jarvie is. At one point, he alludes to the fact that Harpo Jarvie could be a fish pillow.
Okay, here's the fish pillow. It represents the true meaning of the word Harpo. Okay?
No,
the true meaning of the word Harpo. The fish pillow is the Harpo Jarvie connection.
I've never heard of the Harpo Jarvie connection. I've heard of the rainbow connection. Likewise, I've heard of the Negro connection.
Why are there so many songs about Negroes? And why can't they find real jobs? Negroes are lazy. Father, lots of children. Have no self-control. The porch monkeys jump up, impregnate white girls. The fat cunts take loads of jigaboo seed. You've got an STD, the Negro's infection, and it burns like a bitch when you pee.
There you go, a little Mrs. Miller for you. Mrs. Miller is very racist. Now, along those same lines, unfortunately, DV listener Paul sent me a link that possibly explains Harpo Jarvie. This is an eBay auction for something called the original L. Harper Jolly. Maybe this whole time, Raymond 14 was trying to say Harper Jolly, not Harpo Jarvie. What the hell is Harpo Jolly? Well, it's a nigger mechanical bank from 1910.
That's crazy!
Yes, it is very racist. That is the actual headline to this eBay auction. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today. You've still got about 2 days if you'd like to bid on it. By the way, I would love to add this to my collection if anyone wants to purchase it for me. My collection of racist, you know, memorabilia. Anyways, yes, it's labeled the original J. Harper Jolly Nigger Mechanical Bank.
Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop. So real, so violent, so brutally honest that only a few theaters dare to show it. Nigger Lover, where black and white passions explode.
By the way, I gotta tell you, this show is a blessing and a curse. It's the greatest job in the world. I'm so happy to be doing it for a living. However, it's really fucking up my personal life. Every time I meet a new person, a new possible friend, the show really fucks things up because I tell them what I do, and naturally they're interested. Like, oh, you do like a radio show for a living? You're an internet celebrity? And I say, yes, why, yes, I am. I am a huge deal. And so the first thing they fucking do is Google me, and that's where the problems start. Someone was reading to me all about my failed attempt at becoming the president and how my campaign was pretty much based on the idea of killing old people and being racist. And I have to explain, no, I talk about these things on the show, and I'm not really racist. I love black people. They're very useful. They're strong, like farm animals, you know, and they can rhyme really well. They're very fertile, as I understand it. All right, back to the eBay auction here for the Harper Jolly N-word mechanical bank. Did they really have to use the nigger word in this auction? You know what I mean? Just because this item was from the 1900s doesn't mean you have to act like it, you know, still is the 1900s. You could have just said the, you know, Harper Jolly black man mechanical bank. Or Negro or something. I don't know. The second you start throwing the N-word around, it automatically becomes 10 times more racist. And 10 times more appealing to me. I'm bidding on this fucking thing. Alright, so yes, back to the description of the item here. Ladies and gentlemen, you are invited to bid on this original J. Harper Jolly Nigger Mechanical Bank, 1910. Check out historical keepsake from the past. This mechanical bank is from the early 1900s. This bank is heavy duty and features a lever-powered mechanism. The bank opens and closes by raising and lowering his right arm. The bank shows some cosmetic wear from age, but has been successfully tested in the store. Details? Here's the bullet points that you need to know. Bullet point 1, Jolly Nigger Bank. Bullet point 2, measures approximately 6.5 by 5.5 by 6. And bullet point 3, its approximate age is about 110 years old. So there you go. I'll put a link on the show notes today in case you'd like to bid on the J. Harper Jolly African American Gentleman Bank. I'm racially sensitive.
Ding. Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
Oh, by the way, I was telling you guys about when new people discover Distorted View and they Google me. Well, one of the things that pops up is an entry from the Urban Dictionary, right? Apparently, I came up with a sex term a long time ago. I don't remember this. My very own bizarre sex term is called the San Francisco Mud Trolley. Do you remember this? This is the act of shitting on a woman's tits, right? And then you sit on them and slide down her body. You kind of scooch your ass down her body, leaving a shit trail or a muddy San Francisco hill. So the guy is the trolley going down the San Francisco hill. And, of course, the mud, of course, is the shit. I'm an idiot. All right, moving on now. A lot of you people have been sending me the Eat the Poo Poo clip, and we already went over that on the Sideshow exclusive program, so I'm not going to play it for you today, but I do have a remix for you. So if you haven't heard the Eat the Poo Poo guy, here's basically what's going on. Some sort of Ugandan pastor is upset about homosexuality in general, and he's talking about how gays eat the poo-poo and shit like that. You'll hear a little bit of it at the very beginning, so it'll give you an idea before the song actually kicks in.
Now, they start off by touching each other's genitals and smelling each other. Then this one smears the poo-poo all over the other person's face.
As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, we want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa as a human right, to eat the poo-poo?
And this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place.
He kind of sounds like Bill Cosby talking about Jell-O pudding.
The poo-poo all over the place. And then they eat the poo-poo. And then they eat the poo-poo.
Have a sex practice called feasting. Have a sex practice called feasting.
This goes on for another 2 minutes. I just know Corey's going to do something with this, and that's what I'm excited about. But we'll listen to a little more from Eat Da Poo Poo DJ Horsey Horse Boom Boom Remix.
It is so painful, they have to take drugs, but they enjoy it.
All right, you get the idea. Eat the poo-poo. I have got a new gooner for you. Boy, you guys came on a good night. A lot of great audio today. For those of you who don't know what gooning is all about, it is the act of masturbating for an extended period of time. We're talking hours. Guys will jerk their cocks off and edge, which means come very close to coming, but not releasing, for hours and hours and hours. And as a matter of fact, one of the gooners that I featured on DV actually became a listener, Stroke Addict. And I wish he was on Twitter, but I think he got off for some reason. Poor choice of words, I know. Yeah, he got off of Twitter, and now he's blocking, or he made his blog private. So I don't know what's going on. Stroke Addict, if you're still listening to the show, get in touch with me. I'd like to talk to him on the air. Get inside the mind of a gooner. And quite frankly, I don't even remember which gooner he was. I know we played audio of him because originally I think we found him on XTube, and I'm sure his audio was really good. That's why I looked for him on Twitter and stuff. Looking for a date. So yeah, Stroke Addict, get in touch with me. But anyways, here is a new gooner for you. Oh.
I've been masturbating now for over 4.5 hours.
Don't these people have jobs, for Christ's sakes? Or is he at his job? I'm a 9th grade math teacher.
Penis. Watch your masturbate. Fuck.
So a couple things that I've learned from gooners. They do a lot of the same vocalizations. They say, like, penis. Like, they like to say penis, and they also make this noise. Bleh. Bleh.
Masturbation addict. Fuck.
Bleh. Bleh.
Oh, edge my penis.
See? Yeah.
Oh, gotta edge my penis. Fuck yeah.
You don't have to edge your penis. You can be like normal people and spend 5 minutes jerking off and then, you know, move on with your life. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's building. Watch out.
Jesus.
Mongoloid.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck.
Penis. A big buck penis. There you go. Some more gooning audio for you. Last thing I wanted to mention before I get into the news, I don't know, a lot of people have been emailing this to me and Twittering me about it. Yes, Rue McClanahan, one of the Golden Girls, has died. I think people are messaging me because I told you that I had that sex dream about Stanley Spornak. I don't know, I'm still trying to explain that one. But yes, I was a fan of the Golden Girls because I'm a big, fat, careless fairy. So Rue McClanahan, you will be missed. Not really by me. I mean, the show was, what, over 15 years ago or something. You're no use for me. Actually, I thought she died a few years ago, so whatever. She held on longer than I thought. But anyways, Rue McClanahan, thank you for being a friend. Ba 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 ba. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted FXM news right now. Got a busy weekend ahead of us for the sideshow, so if you're not yet a member, now would be a good time to sign up. Look, it's Friday, it's payday, it's only $5 a month. You can spare it. Come on, support the program. Yes, $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Got a weekend program for you, got a video cast for you this weekend, and also Corey's going to be back with a episode of Butt Fudge Sunday. He's been working very hard on it. As a matter of fact, last week's Bud Fudge Sunday was a compilation of a bunch of Sextastic Tuesday stories that he had written because he was working on this upcoming episode. So it should be quite epic. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And while you're at it, why not help Corey out? Go to budfudgesunday.com. You can hear audio from his program. You can purchase his album, Crapocal. I can't say that goddamn word, Corey. Next time you make an album, make it easier to say. Crapocalypse. There we go. For $10, you get, 30-some tracks, and it's all fucking gold. As a matter of fact, one of the tracks is almost 23 minutes in length. You may remember this.
I'm Tim Henson, and I approve this message.
Betty Kate, Rainbow Bread.
Rainbow Bread.
Betty Kate,
Chicken Tetris Zany.
I could play the whole fucking thing, but you should buy Crapocalypse right now at buttfudgesunday.com, and of course sign up for the sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First up, a Wellington, New Zealand funeral home has finally stepped in and stopped a fake mourner who was gate-crashing funerals, eating the food, and even taking home leftovers. The Grim Eater, as he's being called, attended up to 4 funerals a week during March and April before the Harbour City funeral home decided he had gone simply too far and stopped him. Director Danny Langstrat said the company eventually grew concerned enough to take a photograph of the man and distribute it to its branches. He was showing up to funeral after funeral, and without a doubt, he didn't know the deceased. Who the fuck cares? The man, thought to be aged in his 40s, went to different churches and venues around the eastern suburbs. Quote, "We saw him 3 or 4 times in a week, and certainly he had a backpack with Tupperware containers, so when people weren't looking, he was stocking up." Smart. The man was always very quiet and polite, and did as the rest of the mourners did in paying his respects. Mr. Langstrat said he was respectably dressed and did not look like someone who lived on the streets, but he did suggest the man could have had mental issues, as he was not discreet about taking the food.
Oh, I can't, crazy! Can't you stop this one, fuck off!
You don't like
fucking twat. You don't like that? Crazy! 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 I mean, not when you twat, twat. I think you twat.
That was the Grim Eater as he was stocking up on some food and calling the deceased a giant twat. He doesn't sound like he has mental problems. All right, second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I mean, it's a short story. It's just a little weird. You would think that a prosthetic leg would be hard to miss, or at the very least, hard to forget about and leave behind. But that's exactly what happened, according to the Jacksonville Beach Police Department. They have a prosthetic leg in its property room right now. It was discovered on Thursday on the beach near 10th Avenue North. Sergeant Thomas Bingham, the police spokesman, said a man brought the left leg in after it apparently washed ashore, also posting the missing limb on jacksonville.craigslist.org. Oh, I've got to find that post. Here is the best part of the story, in my opinion. Quote, "There are no markings on the prosthetic leg, except for a Willie Nelson sticker," Bingham said. "It's kind of hard to forget." Yeah, it makes it very, extremely unique. The sergeant said the prosthetic leg has a distinctive coloration and markings, so whoever lost it should be able to identify it if they come to the department. I mean, if you see a dude hopping around missing a prosthetic leg, chances are it's his. You know what I mean? According to the news story here, the owner can also call the police department property room between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on weekdays. So there you go. By the way, I love these news websites where you can actually leave comments on the stories. Reader Will wrote in, "Is it a left or right prosthetic? I could use a spare. It doesn't matter if it's a woman's leg or black or white. It's nice to have a spare." Signed, Military Retiree. All right. Oh, here's someone who's missing both an arm and a leg. If anyone sees them downtown, let me know. There's been a string of missing prosthetics, apparently. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from upstate New York, specifically Raybrook. State police are looking for a man with a mullet and a bright purple belly shirt. And, as if that weren't enough, he's also sporting Daisy Duke cutoffs. That's really the trifecta of redneck gay fashion. Mullet, bright purple belly shirt, and Daisy Dukes. All right, yes, he allegedly then exposed himself to two women at the Lake Clear Beach and some other women in the town of Dickinson. Dickinson. In the Lake Clear incident, the man allegedly approached two women on the beach from a snowmobile trail off State Route 86 in the Manning Hill area at the beach. He spoke to them briefly, exposed himself, and then left. Sounds like he was at least polite. He spoke to them before, you know, whipping out his junk. And then as he left, he probably said, "Good day to you ladies," and then tipped his hat. Details about the Dickinson incident, which was reported near Aikens Road, were not immediately available, but police said it was similar in nature to the one in Lake Clear. The incidents happened on May 27th and were investigated by state police in Raybrook and Malone, respectively. Police said the suspect is a white man, in his late 30s, about 5 feet 10 inches tall, clean-shaven, and with a mullet-style haircut. Trendy. He was wearing a bright purple shirt, which was cut off, exposing his abdomen. Sexy. And cut off blue jean shorts that one witness described as Daisy Dukes. He is believed to have been driving an older two-door Chevrolet Cavalier, possibly green or teal. State police and Department of Environmental Conservation officials are investigating allegations of a man exposing himself to women and children at the Lake Clear Beach in summer 2009. Police said it's unknown if it is the same man. No arrests were made in that case. At the time, apparently he comes every summer to expose himself and frolic in his Daisy Dukes. At the time, that man was described as white and in his 40s with brown and gray hair. Well, it sounds like a different person. You should not rock a mullet if you've gone gray. It's closing time for that party in the back. You know what I mean? Let's wrap it up. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Timothy James, ain't a leaking poo-poo, Henson.
Eat the poo-poo.
Besides, remember Dan from Texas here? Hey, no. I just drank some tea laced with hallucinogenic drugs and pulled off my penis because I thought it was a snake that was trying to sell me car insurance. No, Timothy, pan, perisco, your monkey over, darling. Riddle me this, Timothy, now that we know that exposure to semen give people superpowers. Who would win in a fight? Roy to the war, or the bottom of your desk from your old apartment?
That's a good question. What has more cum on it at any given time? Roy Killer War, or the bottom of my desk. I told you that story about how when I was moving the desk, on the bottom there's just cum stains all over from when I just blew my wad all over it. All crusty. I don't know. I'd have to say Roy Killer War. You have to go with Roy Killer War. That man has seen a lot of cum in and on his body.
Hi, Tim. I'm just going to give you a nice greeting. I'm not going to call you any names. This is Nina from Minnesota calling.
Believe that when I hear it.
And I just wanted to say that I really enjoy listening to your show.
But
because I just got out of a marriage with the worst ex of my life.
Give me his phone number. I will kick his ass. I don't know how I would do that over the phone, but I'll verbally kick his ass.
You know what happened? It was
and
good.
Then find his address. No one messes with my lady freaks.
All of a sudden, he was like, "Hey, I'm married yet. I'm not being good anymore."
Yeah, guys are assholes.
But now I'm in a relationship with
a woman.
Did
he turn you gay?
Half a boy who won't have sex with me unless I'm his wife.
What?
So, I really like listening to your show.
Well, you know how to fucking pick them.
It makes me feel like I'm doing something dirty.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks, Sam.
Get your little Catholic queer-ass boyfriend to listen to the program. We'll corrupt him, and then he'll start doing dirty things to your pussy.
Oh, hey, Sarah. It's Sarah Palin.
We'll break him.
I find that offensive that you are talking about,
tards?
About,
probably tards.
Oh, what you know, sex and porn.
You betcha. All right, I'm not going to listen to that bullshit.
Chakaroo, Timmy Boo, it's Pierre, sideshow listener
Boo.
From New York. Speaking of sleep talking,
don't worry.
I do that quite often. One day, my girlfriend caught me sitting up very brusquely, pointing in front of me and laughing like a maniac. And 2 seconds later, I was back in bed sleeping.
So weird.
Yeah. That sounded creepy even to me. That's it. Have a good one, Tim, and thank you for the good work.
Oh, the good work I do.
Stop it, Timmy Boo.
Ah, that's so incredibly loud. Why are some phones like that? It's just so loud, and then other ones you can't hear fucking shit.
Stop it, Timmy Boo. This is a new sideshow member, Mom's Purple Dildo. I don't know, just calling. I don't know if you had heard the Glenn Beck going off on Obama's kids,
yes,
asking him
that.
Some question about the oil spill, but it sounds exactly like that racist cartoon you played the other day, the kids cartoon. The little kids sound just like the other little kids. I don't know, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No.
Glenn Beck's talking, making fun of the kids. And they
I see. So Glenn Beck is using a black person voice, trying to impersonate the kids, and it ended up sounding like the Warner Brothers cartoon I played.
Kids on the racist cartoon.
Gotcha. I understand now.
Hey,
Glenn
Tim.
Beck is a buffoon.
Hey, Tim, what's up? Hi.
Get off my phone!
Anymore.
You...
Say, thank you for all the
you people!
And I hope things go well over the summer.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
Well.
All right, I'm not even listening to this call. What's going on, sir? Yes, herpes. What do you
one
have?
One little thing, though.
Mouth herpes.
The whole window licker thing was a facade, an act. I was doing that stuff, you know, for the show. It was like a persona.
Is this the window licker trying to justify why the fuck he masturbated with wasabi and Oragel and shit himself on video for Madge Weinstein? Okay, all right. Nothing you can say could possibly ever take all that back.
Drop my drawers.
You will always be the window licker.
Drop my drawers and the bitch says shit. Get in, motherfucker, with a fat ass dick.
All right, thank you very much. You should embrace your inner window licker, by the way. Window licker. It's a good thing. You're a good guy.
Timmy Boo.
We
it's
love you.
Freeside member, Guy Pyro here.
Yeah.
I lost my sideshow description because I'm a poor bastard.
Yeah, I understand.
Also discovered today that I'm a fat ass. So,
really?
I'm going to be working out from now on. Like,
you
want to
be gym buddies?
And shit.
Oh.
So I think I'm
going
to be starting to listen to your show while I walk. So I was wondering if maybe, like, if like you get this call, you could, like, berate me or something to kind of motivate me to
fucking
work my ass off a little harder.
Lard.
You know, just give me some motivation.
Tits are jiggling.
Work,
it's a disgrace.
You are my driving force in life at this point, so... it would really help if, you know.
Never seen a man with such a large muffin top before.
To be a man. All that shit.
Yes, anyway. I'm a member of a gym. I go to a Planet, what the fuck is it called? I don't know. It's $10 a month, no contract. It's fantastic. Open 24 hours. I can go when no one else is around. No one bothers me. No one looks at me or makes fun of me. Calls me Chicken Leg Henson. Nothing like that.
Good term, such a listener, Transparent Penis here. I have a Sextastic Tuesday request for you.
Oh, right.
There's one particular story that you read a few years ago. I honestly can't remember when exactly it was read. But it was a story about the teenage girl who fucks her grandpa. He has a heart attack and dies, and she keeps fucking herself with his dismembered penis and then chops it into pieces.
That sounds about right for Sextastic Tuesday.
That is my favorite Sextastic Tuesday story ever, and I really, really want to hear it again.
All right, I'll look for it. Next time I can't find a good new Sextastic Tuesday, we'll replay that one.
G'day, Tim Mark from Australia here. Look, it's just occurred to me that racism is your barrier. That's your thing.
What? Right? Not my thing. I'm not
bunny
racist.
Bunny crushing and all that bullshit, nothing to you. Might be something to someone else, but racism. You seem to cut everyone off when they be racist on your voicemail.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be racist for racist's sake, that is not entertaining to me. It's not funny.
Yeah, it really annoys me, mate. Like, you say that everything's okay or nothing's okay.
Yeah.
But then you've got your own line of racism, and pick your act up.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Well, if someone's calling in and just being racist for racist's sake, that's not funny. I mean, it's not entertaining to me. That's why I don't play it. I don't have a problem. I don't care. You can say whatever you want. I say all sorts of racist words on the show. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think it's different. I don't
know. Hey, white man. It's the pumpkin fucker calling. I'm just calling to let you know that I just saw a commercial last night on the A&E channel.
Yay.
That the TV show Obsessed will be back on this month.
Yes, I'm very excited. I love that show, Obsessed. It's not as good as... Well, you know, I go back and forth. It's different than Hoarders. It's good in a different way.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Chickadee.
Chickadee!
And yeah. I am drunk for the first time in my life.
Okay, wait a second. I want to hear this from the top.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Chickadee. And I am drunk for the first time in my life. Really drunk. So I thought I would call in because you should know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Because I'm a fucktard. Like the rest of your listeners. So, yeah, I might get raped tonight by the two dudes that are my friends. So, I'll let you know how everything goes.
Let me know how sore you are in the morning.
So, good night, Timmy. Have a good day.
Really drunk, really slurs. You're like fucking Otis the Drunk from the Andy Griffith Show. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news. What? No, that is all the time. I'm drunk too. Me and Chickadee went out. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website, voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
It's kind of like a milkshake, but it's watered down with milk.
Subscribe via iTunes. Very easy to do. Just load up iTunes, little iTunes store. Type in Distorted View. You'll find my podcast. You can subscribe. New shows will be automatically added to your fucking library. You'll never have to do anything. You won't have to lift a finger anymore. Well, you'll have to lift a finger to click to play the program, but it'll download automatically. All right, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Love you guys. You're my freaky deekies. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I've got a bunch of bonus material for you this weekend. Corey will be back with Bug Fudge Sunday. Otherwise, we'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
time.
Oh, my ass is like all falling out.